In fact, we should just leave this thing up, up for. I hate these microphones. Because you're self-conscious of the microphones. Concertone?
Yeah.
Concert. Fender. New one. It's very nice. We're going to have Roll. Do you think you have some sort of banjo piece that the people might like and you particularly like for some reason? Interesting about it, or you just like the tune to play that on the band?
I just like that kind of driving tune on the band.
All right, fine. Listen, a little bit of John Henry.
Let's get our picker over here.
We're waiting for some guitar and banjos. We're waiting for some guitars and basses to play. Rule likes the old time banjo things like John Henry and. John Hardy and all.
Yeah.
Those are pretty straight banjo pieces, aren't they? There's all kinds of five-string banjo. You have the claw hammer with the back of the nail, and there's classical banjo, five-string banjo, which is done with nylon strings, and the people read note for note all the hornpipes and reels and everything. And you have the bluegrass banjo here, and of course I put George Pegram in the category of his own too, which is pretty good. For what he does. No, really is good. Good old George can't knock him down for anything. After all, you know, he has won many banjo contests. And he has a distinct style. And then we have Bascom Lunsford. He has a style of his own. A lot of people.
Well, you ready in a minute.
You ready in a minute? Do you have any questions at all about a banjo? What? Do you have any questions at all? Anybody want to know how to learn a roll or anything like that? All right. It's a workshop, so if you have any questions, let me know. Yeah, I like it.
Try
now? We want to? want to pick solos each? In the middle?
Play it one time through using the, you know, three parts and then play it each of us one, kind of start with the album.
All right. They're going to play through all three together, a little bit of old Joe Clark, and then they're going to take solos and then complete it all together again.
Yeah,
four times.
Here we go.
Old Joe Clark. Playing the tune,
yeah.
And you both playing the harmony.
He was playing baritone. Baritone.
You, all right. Now let's get this all down. All right. Could you play your part right now? I mean, would you?
Please.
Now could you? Would you? This is while the tune's going on. One at a time. That's great. Really. Roll play, and then we'll have Butch come in second, all right? Thank you. how it's all formed, I guess. Does anybody have any questions on anything about the banjo? Man wants to know how Wildwood Flower would sound on a banjo. Anybody have that?
Yeah.
Butch? Thanks.
You want to play? What do you want to play?
Butch Robbins. A little
Let's
bit of Wildwood
in G.
Flower.
Let's play in G. You want to take a break?
It's usually played in the key of C, but I think we're playing it. This would be in the key of G. Banjo key.
Down, 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 down. Come on up here, Jim.
That you'd like to play for the people?
Well.
And why?
Well, something like Shucking the Corn.
Shucking the Corn?
Good strike.
What? A good Scruggs tune?
Yeah.
Shucking the Corn. Would you call this the typical bluegrass banjo piece? Shucking the Corn, one played by Les Flannery Earl Scruggs. Bell Allostein. To learn that, just take him aside a few minutes and we'll be glad to teach it to you.
Yeah, get him out of here. Come here, buddy.
Wants to talk to you over there. What are we going to do? Any requests? Anybody play hornpipe stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, play common, yeah.
Well, you can do
something like Devil's Dream.
Devil's Dream?
Like,
yeah.
Play in G.
Hey, what about playing up going
All right. Garden? Okay. A little bit of the hornpipe style, or single note style, as I call it, where they sort of leave the general pattern of the roll and go to find the note and wish for the best.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
Sailor's hornpipe. We'll try that if you want to.
Yeah, fine. Sailor's hornpipe.
Can you get that down so I won't have to pick hard, because I can't hit the notes anyhow.
Thank you.
Does anybody have peg twisters here? Anybody? You want to twist something for us, Roel? I thought maybe we'd have a peg twister.
You know, I never hear
that. Al? Buck Stumble? I don't want to work today.
Nobody plays Buck Stumble. But
somebody wanted something in a minor key. Who's got something in a minor key? Looks like, look like, y'all.
What can you do in minor key?
Well, what about Hard Times? Hard Times?
You know, Nashville Blues in D minor.
What? No. You play?
Yeah, I can play.
All right, here we go.
Tell him. You got a cake for
me? Here's one for you. Devil's Dream in a minor key. Somebody wants to hear minor key. You know, a minor key, would you would call a sad key. Sort of has a sad overtone. Well, here comes a sad version of a song that's played usually in a happy key. Today. Who else got some pieces like that? Move out of the way. Any questions at all about tunings? Anything at all? Not much of a workshop if I don't get questions. Yes. Want to hear something in detuning? Detuning on the banjo.
Hard Times is a good one.
That's good.
Reuben.
Reuben. All right, we're going to have two songs in detuning. One is partial minor. The first one is, what we got?
Reuben.
Reuben. On a birthday of the year, little Reuben came up. Never saw the line since then. Play it. Here we go.
Thank you.
kind of still a little bit of hard times.
Gold plated ones.
Gold plated finger picks gives the banjo golden tone.
Hard times?
A little bit of hard times, especially when I play the banjo. Times. Do we have any questions? Anything at all? None at all.
Hey, Roger, what's that fiddle numbers on the banjo?
Well, we just did Devil's Dream and
Sailor's Home.
Sweet Dixie. Sweet Dixie and Sea Tuning. Anybody for Sweet? Wait till Bill Emerson come around, all right? Bill will be here, I think, in a half an hour. We got a lot of people coming, more banjo players coming. I got five banjo people in my back pocket here, ready to come on. Frailing June Apple. Anybody frail June Apple? All right. Well, I can't, but it's a bluegrass banjo. Would you want to hear some Clawhammer? You want to hear Clawhammer? That's a deal. That's better. How's that for? That's fair. Yeah. What do you got?
Huh?
All right, sure. Yeah. What key is it? What key?
Thank you.
Dusty Miller. Does anybody do that on the banjo? Rule?
Wayfang Stranger.
Come closer.
Yeah, well, I'm looking. This is a workshop. Oh, 1 second. Yes, sir.
Would there be a chance that all three band players, four of you, had the learn the first tune you learn? Would it be the
play the first tune?
Or what do you identify the first tune? Would everybody, by chance, learn the first tune that they identify with?
Cripple Creek, you think so?
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
Well, you can't say the first tune. It depends, you know. It depends on what we hear. Is that what talks about we learned first, or what? Or what? The first one we played?
I don't. Maybe yeah.
You when you say the first tune, you mean the first we learned?
Really pick out the melody.
I know what song that is for me.
Most people say it.
Let's play it too. A little bit of Skip to Maloo. How about it?
I still hadn't learned that one.
Yeah, right. That's the first one I learned. Lost my partner, what'll I do? Let's do that. He still hasn't learned that one yet.
Each person played the first tune they learned, no matter what it was, all together and played just the way you did when you first played.
All right, that's okay with me. Should we do that one?
This is what I teach my pupils.
It's easy because it has two chords, G and D seventh, you know. You'll notice, well, here we go. It's all right with Rule. Why don't you ask him now?
I want to know first of all what tuning you were in.
Just regular A tuning. Well, just capoed in A position.
G tuning up too, I guess.
G tuning in A.
I'm trying to learn another tuner on the clawhammer style. Not a whole lot of success because there's a
All right, same one, Dusty Miller, one more time. Want to have a front stand here? Take it at a slow pace. Thank you. All right, now we had a request to play the first tune, or approximately the first tune that we ever learned. Now, how well do you want us to play it? Like we, a week's practice, 2 weeks practice? First day? Well, here's mine the first day, all right? I'm, the first day of practicing the first tune you ever played. This is going to be hard because, you know, we can't... Here we go, here's mine, one day's practice. Because I was playing piano since I was 5 years old. So when I started when I was 17, it's over 20 years ago. And take it in G, gang. I know what it was because I teach it all the time. So. Well, I didn't have an introduction at all. I went... Now I would do it like this. Now, if it's possible to play a song that they compose themselves.
Anything different.
Anything different. Well, I like anything composed first. And then anything that you've composed yourself? I play one that I have as the name of an album, but I forgot it. It's... anybody have something they... You have, room? What's it called?
Dixie Ride.
Dixie Ride. Rule Yarborough. Dixie Ryan. Butch? Something in A minor?
No, go right here to play an A minor, it's in C minor.
There you go. It's awfully hard to have a, some people back you up if you have a brand new tunes or tunes that you work for a long time. Butch?
sir.
You got it? What's it called?
I haven't named it. It's just, you know, it's just a tune. Everybody likes to come up with something a little bit different, so I heard a guy do a tuning one time, and I liked the sound of it.
Shop. He wasn't a bluegrass picker.
No, but it was a bluegrass tune.
Anybody know Green Corn? Green Corn is a Lead Belly song.
Right.
The 12 string. But no one knows. Have you made up a piece, Al?
He does good tenor work. On anything, like Roanoke or something like that.
But you haven't made up a banjo piece at all, huh? So be it for that. What should we do? Any questions? Question? What was the tuning on that one?
C minor.
C minor, which means what?
Low bass. Go 2 frets down on that. Go 1 fret up with your second and 1 fret up with your first.
Same as fingering a C minor, but... Well, this is a banjo workshop. If you can figure out a banjo piece that may be interesting, it'll be fine. How's that? Right? Otherwise, we could sing them. Yes. With what? Well, your best bet for that is wait till somebody sings. I don't know if we have any singers here. You want to sing? Well, was it? Would you sing that? Yeah, all right.
We'll see.
Let rule.
Can the prisoner song?
No.
No. What is it there? Is it there?
Let's see. What can we do together? Do on and on, just sing the lead and you can back up on it.
But don't forget, while he's singing, watch the band.
Thank you.
How much is your banjo worth? I mean, generally speaking.
How much did it cost me?
Right. No, not that it cost you. What does it sell for generally?
I think it's $1,174.
$1,174 banjo.
You know,
what's yours generally worth?
Well, I've turned down $1,000 for it.
He's turned down $1,000 for it. For his.
Mine's $850. Bill Emerson just said I was paying attention to what a guy told me.
His is $850. He came down. Deflation has started. This is worth about $500. There's one more there. What, that one there? That one, I couldn't put a price on it. I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't take six.
No, I wouldn't even take six. That's it. It's over $1,000, I guess. I'm selling a banjo, I hope this week, that's $1,600. It's a gold engraved Gibson top tension playing.
Go on.
Somebody who's no really. Mark Horowitz said he may buy it. You know him? Yeah, he said he may get it. It's ridiculous. You can buy a house almost for that. All right. How about everybody? You're picking one.
Roanoke.
A little bit of Roanoke. Mass band.
Really, you get a solo. No, I gotta count it four times.
That's the first part of today's banjo session. I'm sort of tired watching.